Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at a verse that we've used in Share-a-thon for many years, the book of Ephesians chapter number 3 and in verse number 20, where the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." This week we've been considering the ability of the God that we serve and God's ability. And on Monday we talked about his present ability from the first word in this verse. The Bible says now. I'm glad that we serve the God of the now. Sometimes we talk about the sweet by and by. And sometimes we with fondness look back in the days gone by, in the good old days. But I'm glad to report to you that we serve a God that is presently able. The Bible says now. The Bible goes on to say, now unto him, not only his present ability, but his personal ability. I'm glad that we have a person seated in the heavenlies today, and he has personal ability to do exceeding abundantly above. I want to say thank God that we're not bowed before a dumb idol, as many thousands and even millions and billions of people around the world are, or some false god, but whether we know that we have a person, a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And not only his present ability and his personal ability, but his practical ability. On Wednesday we talked about the phrase that says, now unto him that is able to do. I'm glad that the God we serve is able to do. I'm glad that it's not that we have to do for him, but rather that he does for us. I heard it said one time, if your house caught fire, would you have to rescue your gods, or would your God rescue you? Well, I'm glad that we have a God that has practical ability. And then on yesterday, we talked about plentiful ability. The Bible uses three distinct words to say basically the same thing. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. All of these mean fully, amply, going beyond, surpassing, in excess or excelling. I'm glad that he has plentiful ability. I'm glad that God's not on half rations, and I'm glad that the economy of heaven is not depressed. I'm glad that he has plentiful ability. He is omnipotent, meaning all powerful. But then today we move to the latter part of this phrase that says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Well, now we're touching on the potential ability, all that we ask or think. You know, there are times that, I've got a request or I've got something that in my mind that I'd like to verbalize. Well, sometimes it's so hard to do. And so I can get a hold of this asking part. You know, sometimes it's just hard to put it in words. Someone said, Well, preacher, what you want? Is it like you like it? I said, well, no, not exactly. So, well, what is it do you want? I said, I'm not sure. But when I see it, I'll recognize it. You know, sometimes you just can't verbalize it. You just can't put it into words. You just can't describe it. But the Bible says beyond that limitation that the ability of our God is above and beyond and exceeding all that we ask or think. Scripture says it's not even entered into the heart of man, the joys and the things that await us in heaven. In other words, it is beyond our wildest imagination. Can I say this? I've been blessed with a pretty big imagination, but I can honestly say that the Lord has done exceeding abundantly above all that I ever ask and even all that I ever thought. And this radio station and all that God has wrought is so much bigger and so much greater than I could ever even have imagined. And let's finish the verse out, according to the power that worketh in us. And may I say with verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, both now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Father, help us to trust you and trust your ability in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.